Ucucu olmam. Ucucuğum ben. Ucucuğum ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country Radio AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with Deanne with the JSDC. How are you doing today, Deanne?
I'm doing great. How about yourself,
Lauren? I'm doing fantastic. I'm kind of getting a cold, but you know, I'll get over that. So Deanne, last night was the JSDC regular board meeting, and I bet there was a lot discussed.
Oh, yes. We had a jam-packed agenda yesterday for our Board of Directors meeting. We did approve a lot sale in our I-94 business park. It was the lot right next to Ag Country. That is going to John Shaw to develop an 83-unit Microtel Inn. We're excited about the opportunity of bringing in another hotel into our area and maybe hopefully being able to attract more sporting events to happen here, more type of conventions, you know, those kind of things. We do have a shortage of hotels, rooms, so this was an opportunity that came knocking on our door, and the board of directors approved the sale to Shaw.
Absolutely. Now, that, you know, and it is true, we do need to develop in that area, but now, before this can go through, though, the Jamestown City Council has to approve it.
When it comes to land sales, that is land that is owned by the JSDC, it actually ends at the Board of Directors.
Oh, okay. So it is completely approved then?
Yes, it is completely approved. So okay. Since the city and the county approved the JSDC to purchase the land, then and as long as it fits in the zoning and the mission and the purpose of the JSDC, then the Board of Directors has the final say when it comes to land sale.
Okay.
So, and this would do that.
Okay, so this is the final sale, and then it will be going to Shaw then?
Yes, correct.
Okay,
yep.
Just so I get the information correct.
Yep, totally understand.
All right. Okay, so Deanne, what else happened at the meeting?
The other thing that we talked about at the meeting is Buffalo City Diesel, which is a local truck repair company that's also in the I-94 business park, is expanding. You'll remember a couple months back that the board did approve a lot sale to Buffalo City Diesel as well, the lot right next to his business, so that he can expand. Now, what they also approved at the board meeting was what's called a PACE interest buy-down. A PACE is you get $100,000 per job up to $500,000. So the $500,000 total is a buy-down on the interest rate for his loan.
Okay, so
$300,000 is a grant from the Bank of North Dakota. $200,000 is a loan from the JSDC that'll be paid back once the original loan is paid off.
Wow. Okay. So now how many jobs is this expected to bring in then?
What he's expecting to bring in 5 full-time positions, and they will be the mechanic, the technical positions that are high-paying positions in the area.
Okay. Deanne, what else is going to be the focus in the upcoming months or for the rest of the year for the JSDC?
Focus. We are getting a lot of inquiries from businesses that are looking for a spot to develop, especially on rail. We did have a company that was supposed to be on our agenda that we did pull at the last minute because of a couple technical things that they needed to work through. They will be on the agenda next month and is looking to purchase some land out in our food processing park by Cavendish Farms.
Okay.
We also are getting a lot of inquiries in our I-94 business park as well. We have about 7 lots still available in that location to sell, and it's an exciting time for the JSDC and for Jamestown and Sussman County with the number of opportunities that are out there for us to grow this community and to bring in some high-paying jobs for workers out there that we're struggling to find.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're still in that worker shortage right now.
Yeah.
But when will the next meeting for the JSDC? It should be the executive board meeting, correct?
Yes, the executive board will be meeting on the 28th of October.
Okay.
And then we'll have our full board meeting, which typically would be the second Monday of the month, but because that Monday in November tends to be, or is no Veterans Day, we will be pushing that up a week. So the full board meeting would be on the 4th of November, and the executive committee meeting would be on the 28th of October.
Perfect. Deanne, is there anything that I forgot to ask or that we forgot to mention at all?
Nope. You know, things are going forward. We have our big projects are still moving forward. DSA is still moving forward on their project. They're waiting for the EB5 funding to physically come into their hands, and they'll be going forward. CHS is still in the planning stages of their FEED study. So, you know, the big projects that are out there that people are antsy for are, you know, they're still coming. Just got to give them some time.
And that's usually what's that's the only thing that's needed sometimes.
Yes. Yep. It's just some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Deanne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yep. Thank you very much.